You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Brian Geis, the CEO and founder of True Influence. True Influence is the industry leader in connecting companies and people through unprecedented intelligence. Mr. Geis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it, and thanks for inviting me.
And you're most welcome. The pleasure is ours, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us today. So for starters, tell us a little bit about what True Influence is and what you offer the market and why it's significant.
Well, so we offer software and services that help marketers be more effective in the areas of identifying companies and people within those companies that are interested in their products before they'll give you a call. So, you know, what we've invented is a way that we can identify companies that are actually searching the internet. We like to think we activate the internet, and we can see their behaviors, and then we bring those behaviors to the people in those companies, and we serve them up to the marketer so that the marketer can then, you know, nurture them, right, with further information. So that's sort of what we do in a very high-level term.
There's also a lot of buzz around account-based marketing, or ABM as they call it. Can you explain what that is and why it has become so hot?
You know, I think it's very interesting, Eric. It's been the way that business-to-business marketers have approached marketing for years. They sell to businesses, right? And so account-based marketing means business marketing. You know, I'm going to an account like, let's say, IBM. And it's come of its own in the last 2 years. In fact, we see trending on the internet through our system that the word account-based marketing is trending very, very quickly forward to a high degree because people are searching for it. And, you know, we can see those companies searching for it, and we can, you know, for those people that sell account-based marketing like our salespeople, we can engage those companies as they search rather than after the fact when they're doing an RFP or they're, you know, they want to engage sales. So we give marketers, we believe, an unfair advantage. It's a very powerful way to, you know, think about marketing because, you know, the internet has really changed everything. In that it's hard, you know, we get all of our information today, Eric, on the internet. That's what we do. We go to Google, we look things up. And if I had the ability to see the accounts that were trending, you know, then I would be able to nurture those accounts. And if I was able to see the people within those accounts that were actively interested in the topic, say they were researching to write a proposal, you know, to a request for a proposal, for a marketing team, that's nirvana. That really is where they need to be. So we activate that for them, and it's a unique, you know, process. It's not a unique idea, but we actually have the big data that we're analyzing that allows this to occur, and that's a first. So, you know, we are the first to the market. We've been doing it for a number of years now, and the company has grown incredibly well as a result.
And that is certainly good news. And what about intent signals? I've heard you call yourself the leader in intent signal monitoring, but I'm not sure what they are or how marketers use them. Get into that a little, if you would. Explain that.
Yeah, I mean, intent is their intent to actively search, to educate themselves on a topic. And that intent, you know, can be construed as an active interest to buy something, to buy your product or your service. So what we've done is we've coined the phrase intent signaling. And these signals are footsteps on the internet. This is a person downloading a white paper, or they're attending a webinar, or you know, they're clicking on an email or downloading a, or opening an email, let's say. There's a variety of ways that you can get these series of signals. Then we take those signals and we organize them into topics, like, let's say, cloud computing. You know, we have, you know, companies like IBM that are selling cloud computing. They're very interested in companies and people within those companies who have shown interest in that topic. So what we show them the signals, and those intense signals, can, when engaged, really activate. They light up the internet, right? You know, this is not Google searches, let's say, but it's actually a more active, you know, way. In other words, with Google, you have to go and fill out a form to show your interest. With us, that's not the point. The point here is that we're just giving marketers the information they need to engage respectfully while they're interested, actively interested against a topic, and be able to market to them via email or, let's say, banner ads, you know, and so on. We've all gotten those emails and those banner ads that, and we're not interested, right? But they keep sending them to them. This eliminates that, right? This sends you advertisements that pay for the internet, by the way. That's why it's free, because we've got these advertisers. You know, it allows them to be respectful to the person that's actively interested in the topic, and brings information to them that they'd be interested in, rather than information that is, you know, spam, that sort of thing. So it has multiple simultaneous uses, which are very powerful, you know, for marketers and buyers alike.
And Mr. Geis, thanks for that information. Today we are joined by Mr. Brian Geis, the CEO and founder of True Influence, the industry leader in connecting companies and people through unprecedented intelligence, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Geis, so is this similar to predictive models? Am I right by saying that? Or if not, how are they different?
Yeah, that's a good question, Erica. You know, predictive analytics or predictive modeling is a way that marketers in the B2B world try to predict, you know, who lookalike customers might be or who might be interested in a topic. This is a little different. I mean, what we're doing is we're not predicting anything. What we're doing is we present the facts. I mean, a good way to think about what True Influence does is we're like the 6 o'clock news. We just present the facts, and we report those facts to the marketer. They can do a variety of things with those facts, which are useful. They can create leads for sales. They can engage with emails. They can engage with banner ads. They can look at the information, decide new markets they're going to go to. We have one customer that says, you know, with this information, I'm able to see by city where I should have my webinar events and my conference events, because I can see who's interested, what companies and people in those markets have expressed interest in this topic. So it's just a very elegant way to market, you know, where the predictive stuff is just that. It's a little bit more like Nostradamus. You know, they're predicting something, and it may or may not be the case, right? So it's a much more difficult thing to do, right? It's kind of like, I hate to say it, but it's a little like fake news in that way. You know, it's a little hard to deal with, and you have to interpret those results accordingly, you know, versus, you know, the 6 o'clock news, which is, you know, typically factual and very real. So, you know, we're excited about it. We're getting a great response from the market. We've been doing this now for a number of years. I mean, the company True Influence started 8 years ago with my partner and I, and now we've got hundreds of people in the company, and we're growing like crazy. And it's just a very exciting time, you know, for us, because of the uniqueness of what we do and the response from the brands that we sell to, and what the return on the investment they get when they engage. So it's good for them, it's good for us, and it's great for the buyer, because they no longer get emails that they're not interested in, or they get ads that don't work for them. You know, they're getting information that's helpful for them to research the intent, you know, to continue the research intent, so they can better make a better, more informed decision.
Who do your sales folks encounter as competition when they are in the market selling, and what's their winning proposition?
You know, it's just that. I mean, you know, we'll run into predictive companies, you know, that are, you know, trying to compete on that level. We found a much less expensive, you know, a small business can actually use this. Most of our customers, we have about 300 customers today, and they're mostly very large businesses because they're actively interested in pursuing account-based marketing because they're selling to other large businesses and they need tools like this. But, you know, we also have a number of mid-sized and even smaller businesses that are using this as well. So, you know, when explained properly, it is unique. When understanding it, we'll run into predictive analytics companies. And when they find how expensive it is to predict your next customer, it's very, very difficult and very complicated. You know, if the sales process changes whatsoever, the marketing product process changes, the predictive companies are going to have difficulty following that track. Where again, you know, we give them the information and they can build from there and they can take these facts and do many things, you know, with this information. So, you know, we find that to be probably the number one market that we run into. We're also in part of our services are lead generation. So, you know, we'll get companies that want to buy leads from us, and we will run into other lead gen providers, you know, that are interested in providing leads. The challenge with that is that the way that we've organized our lead generation is, you know, it's 99% accurate, and we can do it at scale. So we can deliver, you know, thousands and thousands of leads to any customer in a specific month, and we can do it with a 99% accuracy. So even in that market, we're seeing less and less competition. But that's a more competitive space because it's been, you know, lead generation has been out for many years. So we entered that space, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and we've been able to become a leader in that space as well. So that's pretty much our competition.
Mr. Guy certainly has been quite informative. We really appreciate your visiting with us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final word or tip for the listeners today?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the tip is, is to figure out exactly what you want coming in, you know, and companies in the B2B market struggle with, you know, actually what a lead is. And so, you know, give us a call. We can help you to define that. And once you deliver that to the sales guys, it's a wonderful thing. But agreeing with what a lead is with sales, believe it or not, is very difficult. And I would spend a bunch of time there as a marketer or as a sales guy, you know, exactly what does that look like? Because we can make that work with our platform pretty quickly if you understand what it is you're after. So, and we'll help you do that with our services team if you need help with that.
Sounds good. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about True Influence and how could one be in touch?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go up to trueinfluence.com. There, request some information, you know, from trueinfluence.com, and we'd be glad to, you know, give you a call or shoot you an email with more information.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Geis, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. My pleasure.
We have been speaking with Mr. Brian Geis, the CEO and founder of True Influence, the industry leader in connecting companies and people through unprecedented intelligence. And for more information, simply visit TrueInfluence.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.